Pacifico.
I will talk to you in a minute, Margaret. Margaret Gray is back. Are you all right?
Yeah.
And you're huffing and puffing.
I just got back from we had a round table on Kim Kardashian. I'll tell you all about it.
So, Margaret, is that talking about Kim Kardashian and her pregnancy?
I'll tell you in a minute.
All right.
Well, Mr. Henry wants to know.
I'll tell him in a minute, not you.
Take it easy. Welcome back to the show, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And by the way, I'd like to thank my guest hosts over the last few nights, Jay Santos. We had Rudy Canoza. We had Bobby Dooley. Thank you, Bobby, for filling in. Bobby Dooley is a new podcast to be dropping on Friday with Kevin Pollak, the great multi-talented actor and stand-up comic and poker player. And Kevin Pollak will be Bobby Dooley's special guest on the Bobby Dooley podcast, a new one dropping on Friday. Future guests include Craig Bierko, great actor from such films as Scary Movie 4, Cinderella Man.
Craig Bierko as Max Baer in Cinderella Man. Outstanding.
Yeah. And Sex and the City and Boston Legal. He's done a lot of stuff. He will be with Bobby a week from Friday. We've got John Ratzenberger, Jane Wells from CNBC. Also lined up for Bobby's podcast. So check it out on iTunes or SoundCloud, the Bobby Dooley podcast, and check out the Phil Henry Show podcast. It is an archival offering. We have, we got 330,000. We're on a tear right now for 330,000 downloads by the end of this month. And,
well, that should start meaning some very serious money.
We got a ways to go, you know, but there, I mean, come on, you know, Adam Carolla's, I think he's doing a million or so. I don't know how many, he's over a million downloads a month. And, but yeah, we definitely are making some inroads there. So enjoy our podcast. And also we encourage you to get a BSP, Backstage Pass. You just go to philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com. You click on the banners, and we have a series of sliding banners on our homepage, and all of them address different aspects of our website, from our webisodes to the Milwaukee Lions to our archives to getting a backstage pass. So click on that and sign up for BSP. It's only $9.99 a month, and you get over 5,000 hours of audio, including shows that go back over a decade, adding to it all the time. We're going to be adding a WIOD section very, very soon. You heard me right. We will have WIOD audio in our archives as well from Miami. So join us for that. All right, Margaret, you have just come back from a round table.
Well, we thought this was going to be, Phil, a press conference that was going to involve Kim Kardashian. It did not. What I do know is this. Kim Kardashian has been seen in some publications over the last couple of weeks, and it is not... And let me underline, it has not been pretty. Now, I'm not on the program tonight to, I'm not here to criticize or mock or make fun of this poor girl's physical condition. She's pregnant. The problem is this. When you have the body type that Kim Kardashian has, and then you get pregnant, and the body becomes even larger than it is now, you've got some problems.
Yo, how that's on the butt.
And I'm not... Oh, God.
Would you be quiet, Bud, until she's finished?
I'm not done yet. Let me read something that I have written. Baby bump, fashion flops, and rumored pregnancy, weight gain were the hot topics, okay, of the moment when OMG Insider correspondent Yo Show Michael Yo... sat down with reality royalty Kim Kardashian at the junket for upcoming film Tyler Perry. Now, hold on. Listen to this. Kim addressed the headline. Okay, it says I'm like, do-do-do, boo-boo-boo-boo, okay?
What's she saying?
Would you hold on, please?
Margaret, get to the point.
I'm getting to the point. Okay. The weight gain rumors weren't the only thing. She set the record straight. She also said clear. Do, 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 do.
Can I see this for a minute?
Don't grab that from my hand.
Can't understand what you're saying.
You didn't understand that.
No, I didn't understand that. You're going boop, 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 beep, 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 beep.
Let me see that again. Would you please listen?
We're listening. We're listening. We're waiting for the news.
Well, I'm giving you the news.
No, you're not. You're going boop, boop, beep, 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 beep.
What?
That's exactly what you did, Miss Gray. You're going boo, 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 boo.
If you gentlemen will, you know, this is baby pregnancy, baby bump news. You know that, right, Phil? The baby bump news?
Yeah, baby bump. I don't like that term.
Well, what are you, racist?
Got nothing to do with racist, about speaking English.
Well, do you like baby bump?
I don't like the phrase, no. Nobody likes to talk like a dumbass. Why you want to do that?
Did you tell him to shut
up? All right, just...
Listen, baby bump, fashion flops, rumored pregnancy, weight gain were the hot topics of the day, were the order of the day when the insider correspondent Yo Show host Michael Yo sat down with reality royalty Kim Kardashian at the junket for upcoming film. I really like that. Reality royalty. That was mine.
It's very good. It's very good.
All right, hold on. The upcoming film, Tyler Perry's Temptation. Now, when you hear that title, you think what? Softcore. You got it. And I thought, oh, my God, oh, my living God, please, God, don't make it. And I felt myself almost dropping to my knees, like the Haitian women do in the Notre Dame Cathedral. Have you ever been to the Notre Dame, Phil?
Yes, I have.
All right. Have you seen the Haitian women, the women of the islands, the women that are Catholic but come from the Carib tradition? Have you seen them there?
I have, yes.
All right. Then you see them kneeling on the hard, cold brick. This is their way of penance. This is as penitenza, all right, how they go before God.
All right, Margaret, that's fine. What has this got to do with Kim Kardashian?
What I'm saying is, when I heard the title of the film,
Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry's Temptation. I thought, God, please don't let it be. God, please don't let it be. And I remember I felt tears welling in my eyes.
About what? What are you talking about?
Hold on. I dropped to my knees. There was hard, cold brick. It was out in front of Le Grand, the restaurant we were having lunch. And it was not the Notre Dame. It was actually a place where you get salads, but it was hard brick. I dropped to my knees, and I said a fervent, frightened prayer. God, don't let it happen.
Don't let what happen?
What?
What are you talking about?
Oh, well, here's what I... Oh, I'm sorry. Here's what I thought. My God, with a title like that, Kim Kardashian, is it porn?
Oh,
don't... What do you mean, oh...
And here we thought it's going to be a big news deal.
Well, wait a minute. What do the three of you idiots know about it?
Oh, come on, will you? Tyler Perry, the guy is a big-time producer. He's not going to do porn.
Well, I'll have you know that when you have a film that's titled that way, Tyler Perry's Temptation, what do you think is going to happen?
I think that it's going to be some romantic, maybe even sexy movie, but it ain't got nothing to do with hardcore. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, Phil, if you've got Kim Kardashian in a movie and it's a porn movie... You better believe it'll be hardcore. I don't know a director out there that wouldn't want some real close-ups on that.
All right, so Tyler Perry's Temptation. Let me see this. Kim addressed the headlines head-on. It says that I'm like 200 pounds on there. She's talking about this article, right?
Yes, here, I'll do it. It says I'm like 200 pounds on there. That's like definitely a good 60 pounds off. Does that mean you're 260, Kim?
That's pretty good.
Funny.
Well, it could mean that. She laughed. She also poked fun at her very changed pregnancy diet. Well, I've got news for you. It's not 60 pounds off. I've seen Kim Kardashian. I've seen the pregnancy photos. She's 200 pounds. She might even be pushing over 200 pounds.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that butt is huge. Yeah, the butt got... Then the butt's the gauge for me.
The butt's the gauge. I haven't seen it.
Oh, she's huge.
No, she's not too... You're saying that she's... Yes, I'm saying that too. Yes.
Yeah, you're agreeing with them.
Yes.
Well, I got to see these pictures. We'll see. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll see if we can come up with a Kim Kardashian pregnancy photo that everybody's been talking about, and I think was on the cover of Us Weekly, and you decide for yourself whether, in point of fact, she is 200 pounds. Bobby Dooley calling in just a moment to talk to us about her upcoming podcast this week with Kevin Pollak. It is the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Right, truth back to this is thing. Our bitch.
I just think if you the look Phil at the Henry size Show. Of the ass tells all.
left. When are you going to add? What about...
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show as we look at, this is a picture here, if you'll notice, of Kim Kardashian on the cover of Us magazine. And if you look over there on camera three there.
Yes, all right, that's not the picture. And I'll tell you something right now, they've scrubbed the photos.
Yeah, they probably got rid of all the photos, all the large and summer.
Yeah, they've scrubbed, I think they've gone in. That photograph is almost, it almost looks... normal. In other words, that's her normal size.
No, that's not her normal size.
Yes, it... Are you kidding me?
No, I said she looks big there.
Well, yes and no. You gotta see a profile. You gotta see how the butt extends.
I would agree with that. I'll go with that, you know.
Oh, you'll go with that?
Yeah, I'll go with him. You gotta see the butt extension.
Will you grow up? You can look at the butt extension. You can look at that woman's form there, and you can see that she's obviously pregnant. Now, what picture were you talking about?
The picture that I'm talking about, Phil, is one where she's wearing white. It's a short skirt. There is, as Bud would say, a butt extension, and she is gargantuan. She is absolutely just... It reminds me of Yaphet Kotto in Alien when he said... It was huge. It was huge. And we didn't know, none of us knew at that time when Yaphet Kotto said that. We didn't know that 30 years hence, we'd be talking about a woman's...
ass.
Bud, I wish they'd bring torture back just...
All right, take it easy, will ya?
I'm trying to...
But talk about ass!
I may be talking about ass, as you put it.
Margaret, you're knocking Bud, and you're sitting there saying when Yaphet Kotto said so many years ago...
Yes, I was being a journalist, and I was using poetic affectation. It's called writing. Thank you.
But it's great. Don't get angry.
Well, I am angry.
Yeah, look it. When you say Yaphet Kotto in the movie Alien was talking about how huge Alien was, little did we know, 32 years later, we'd be talking about Kim Kardashian's ass, and you're saying it with a straight face. That's what worries me.
I said it with a straight face, but I didn't say ass, did I? He did.
Well, what were you going to say?
Thank you. What?
Shut up, Bud.
I didn't say anything.
When Yaphet Kotto uttered those immortal words in Alien, when he said, you should have seen this thing, it's huge. It echoes down through time, yes it does, to a day, an age, a different time. We're different people, it's a different country. And now we're talking about Kim Kardashian's, I won't say ass, I'll say rump. What are you smiling at?
I'm smiling.
It's funny.
No, it is not funny. Yaphet Kotto was talking about something that was deadly. Kim Kardashian's rump is deadly to a...
Is deadly to the human race?
No, to her career.
Well, that's not the same thing.
I wish the three of you were tortured to death.
Where are you going? Oh, the bathroom?
Yes.
That...
You know, that's a hell of a thing to say because we don't... You know,
because you're not smart?
No, because of the fact that you want to make some comparison between Kim Kardashian's ass and the alien.
I did not say ass.
No, you said a classy thing. You said rump. And we don't get it, or we don't approve of it, or we don't seem to think it's all that poetic, and you hope that we get tortured to death.
Yes, I do. There's one thing that I regret. Zarqawi was an animal. He beheaded a man on videotape. And I don't like, but I wish he was around to do that to you three.
You saw that tape, Mr. Henry.
Yes, I did. That's a hell of a thing to say, Margaret.
Well, I stand by my reporting.
Oh, well, okay. Margaret Gray, she stands by her reporting that if Zarqawi was alive, me, Bud, and Robert should have our heads sawed off the way that other guy did because we don't think that her comparing... Kim Kardashian's rump to the alien.
Yes, go ahead.
You're in the toilet right now. I'll talk to you when you get out. Nonetheless, Kim Kardashian addressed these rumors, and she said it is a load of old manure. She said she's not 200 pounds. What's funny is she says, I love my junk food, and I love fast food. I love sweets. Like, you know, we didn't know that. And I'm not knocking your size, Ms. Kardashian, because I also know that you work out. And I'm one of those guys, you know, I tell a woman, please, don't, what are you dieting for? You know, why don't lose that fat. I remember I said that to a woman once, and she thought I was mentally diseased.
She liked it?
Yes, she liked it. Hell yeah. But that's me. That's what makes me weird. I'm the opposite of Ted Bell. She says she likes, she says, I haven't been able to eat any of that since I've been pregnant. I'm craving like carrots and celery with ranch. Now, I don't know whether she's telling the truth about craving celery with ranch dressing or what that is. On the line is Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association, and actually from her home there in Western Estates, the Magnolia Phase. Congratulations, Bobby, on the podcast, doing so well, and you had Craig Bierko in studio today, huh?
We did, Phil. We had Craig Bierko. He is going to be featured in a couple of weeks, I think, when our podcast drops on Friday. He was just wonderful. He's very intelligent. He's very funny. We had a great many stories to share. He brought his dog Boo in, and he also told us how we can get a dog to go on an airplane, and they have to let you take the dog on the airplane too. And
he told you this?
Yes, he did.
Well, how do you? I'd love to know that. How do you do that?
You have to have something wrong with you, and it's a service dog.
Well, does he have something wrong with him?
No, he doesn't. But he filled out the application, and if you look at Craig, and I know him now because I interviewed him for the Bobby Dooley podcast, so I do know him.
We heard you the first time.
Oh, are you done with the bathroom?
Yes, I'm done with the bathroom.
Oh, okay. I know Craig Bierko. Bierko, excuse me.
No, it's Bierko.
Really? Why is it he told me it was Bierko?
Oh, you were already this stumbling over yourself to get that out, weren't you?
Well, that's what he told me.
All right, let's not argue, because I want to hear some of this information. So, I want to know how it is that Mr. Bierko said he's able to get his dog on an airplane.
The way you do it is you fill out a form, and you tell them, you just answer the form questions.
Oh, and it's a service dog?
Well, that's what I heard him say when he brought the dog into our building over there on the west side. Craig was bringing Boo, and Boo's a beautiful little dog.
Are you allowed to call it by its name like that, Boo?
What do you mean?
Well, you're talking about him like, oh, and Boo and me and Craig.
Well, you know something, Margaret? I know him. Okay, unlike you knowing Kim Kardashian, which you don't.
And how do you know that?
Because you're all, you know...
I'm all what? See? Gotcha. Gotcha.
I don't care.
Gotcha.
Hold on, Margaret. I want to finish the story, if you don't mind.
Thank you, Phil.
Don't say thank you. Never mind.
Do you mind?
Thank you, Phil.
What?
She's doing it on purpose. Would you tell her to stop?
Quit saying thank you, Phil, Bobby.
Okay, Phil. I'll do that. I'll thank you for telling me.
She just...
Just don't say it, and Margaret, butt out.
This has been so childish, I forgot where I am now.
You're talking, Margaret, you're talking about Craig Bierko and his dog.
Yes, so he brought Boo in.
What?
She's doing that on purpose.
You know something, you two...
Phil?
Hold on for a minute. You two ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
Oh, Daddy's going to give a speech.
Here we go.
Yeah, that's right. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. You act like a couple of 13-year-old girls.
He's doing it again. Would you tell him not to do that?
It's like I'm in a car and I got two kids sitting in the back seat. Now, would you just, and I'm going to say it because you deserve it, shut up, Margaret. Let her talk. I'll talk to you after she's done. And no, you can't get up and go to the bathroom all humiliated. Sit there and listen.
Fine.
Well, now we're in a break.
Does this part count?
Yes, it counts. You're going to have to sit here through the whole break.
Phil, I didn't do anything wrong.
I'm asking you to sit there, too. Sorry, folks. We'll be right back. You're watching and listening, if you're on Phil TV, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, back with Bobby Dooley and her report on her podcast, and also Kim Kardashian when we come back.
Why do I have to sit here?
Because I told you to.
I didn't do anything wrong.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Well, be quiet.
Phil Hendry.
And welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're scrolling through trying to find that one picture of Kim Kardashian. I just found it again, Kim Kardashian. And this is the one, the closest I think we can come to this picture that you were referring to, Margaret, that you said made her look like a quote-unquote Titanic.
Yes, this is the shot here. Now, this is not, this is much more flattering than the shot that I did originally see. However, look at the pencil skirt she's wearing. She is gargantuan in every sense. The ankles, way too thick. The everything. And now I know that women get pregnant. But what you don't want to do is put on yoga pants when you're pregnant so that your arse end becomes in and of itself an issue in terms of just maneuvering through a crowd, let's say, or what have you. In some of the pictures I've seen, things are more tasteful, but this is really scary, and it's going to get scarier.
All right. Now, we allowed Margaret to have her say there, Bobby, so we could get back to you. And you're going to give us some perspective as well on the podcast, correct?
That's correct, Phil. But I also want to weigh in on Kim Kardashian, because I think that there's a lot more that needs to be said there.
Yeah, well, excuse me, but I'm the one that does the...
I want Bobby to do some... commenting too.
Oh my God.
What's the big deal?
I'm the one that reports on the...
I want Bobby, you know, did you hear what I said earlier?
Yes, I hear.
What a baby.
You're the baby. I'm sorry.
Thank you. Go ahead, Bobby.
Thank you, Phil. First of all, we are going to have another podcast on Friday with the great Kevin Pollak. I have always enjoyed his acting. Kevin Pollak is constantly doing new and fresh things, and of course, we all know him from films like The Usual Suspects and Avalon and A Few Good Men, and he has a wonderful stand-up comedy routine. He does Christopher Walken impressions that are... Excuse me,
By my belt.
We're not on tape. We're live.
Well, that's okay. So we're live.
Yeah.
So I belched live.
No one heard it.
No one heard it.
Excuse me, Margaret. Nobody heard it.
Well, she did.
Okay. So she heard it.
So I belched and she heard it.
You belched and she heard it, yeah.
Well, you don't seem to be concerned.
No, I want to get through this report, if you don't mind.
Concerned about what? She belched.
I understand, Mr. Dooley, and I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to her.
God.
All right. So anyway, so Kevin Pollak will be my guest on Friday for our Bobby Dooley, Bobby Dooley podcast, and then we have coming up Jane Wells of CNBC, who I love her. I think it's time we have another gal on. We had Patricia Arquette. She was charming. And, of course, a lot of fun, and I think Jane Wells from CNBC, who does a lot of really fun reporting over there. And we'll try and find out what's happening in the markets with Jane Wells. Then we have one of the great iconic actors, I think, in American television with his character Cliff from Cheers, and that's John Ratzenberger, is going to be coming up as well.
Now, you said you had Kathy Valentine, maybe?
We do not, but Kathy said that when she's in L.A.,
who is Kathy Valentine, excuse me?
Oh, my God.
You don't know Kathy Valentine.
She's the bass player with the Go-Go's.
Well, what? I talk...
Don't worry about it, Margaret. If you hadn't started talking, we wouldn't have to explain to you.
I'm talking about Kim Kardashian.
Kathy Valentine's important to a younger generation.
Woo! Oh, you really want $300 worth, don't you?
You know something? Yeah, and when I get somewhere where you're near, we can talk about that.
You know that dumpster behind the Sit and Sleep on Ventura Boulevard? It's...
All right, I'm gonna start firing people.
You can't fire me. I have a podcast.
I don't care. I'll fire you, and I'll give that podcast, not to you, Margaret. I'll give it to somebody else. I'll give it to Bud.
You wouldn't dare.
Yes, I would.
In any event, that will be coming up in a couple of weeks. Now, as far as Kim Kardashian goes, I've got a couple of things I'd like to say. I think Kim Kardashian has not considered one eventuality. This is not a might happen. This is a will happen. And I don't think she's thinking about it. She's going to be embarrassed as she gets older and she gets fatter, and she will, because she'll have more children. And Kanye is later and later at the club, if it lasts years. And in my opinion, it will last maybe 2-3 years, but she'll still be a beast. And she'll be at home with 2 children, really, really huge. And Kanye West is at the club with a small, thin Asian. Take your pick.
A man?
Maybe. Maybe not. You know, as we move forward, it's going to be less of a stigmata.
A man. You're saying that Kanye West will be with a thin Asian man.
I'm saying the stigmata...
By the way, that's not a stigmata. Stigmata is something that happened to... Stigmata happens to saints. You talking about a stigma?
What's a stigmata?
That's when the saints would bleed from the hands, when some people, religious people, would bleed from the hands like Jesus.
What's a stigma?
That's the word you want, stigma.
How did I use it?
Oh, my God. Don't you remember what you're saying?
Hold on for a minute. How did you use the stigma? That you say that being gay will not have the stigma that it has now.
Yes, that's what I mean. So I predict that as Kim Kardashian gets older and bigger, and she'll have 1 or 2 maybe more children, maybe not, maybe just 1 more, or maybe she won't have any more. Maybe the marriage only lasts another, I don't know, year. But the fact is, she will get bigger. There's no reversing the trend now. She sort of kicked out the jams a little bit. And by getting pregnant, she's going to put on more weight and more weight, more weight and more weight, and more and more and more and more and more. So that a year from now, she'll be bigger and bigger and bigger, huger and huger and huger. And Kanye West will be at a club with a thin, waif-like, very pretty Asian. And I didn't say, is it a girl or a boy? I'll leave that to your imagination. I'm Bobby Dooley. I hope that you have a wonderful rest of the week. And join me, won't you, this coming Friday when a new edition of the Bobby Dooley podcast drops. In the meantime, please go over and download part 2 of our interview with the very fun Jay Moore.
Jay Moore is Bobby's featured guest all this week. Part 2 of the Bobby Dooley podcast. All right, Bobby, thank you.
Thank you.
So what do you think of that? That's
I'm supposed to comment on that. She's not even a reporter.
Well, I think it's very intriguing that that she says Kim Kardashian's going to get bigger and bigger, huger and huger.
Yes, I heard her. Larger and larger, huger and huger and huger.
She said going to get larger and larger, huger and huger. Yeah.
Oh, he did not. Will you knock it off?
He?
I mean she. Go ahead, Margaret.
Well, first of all, I think that it goes without saying she's going to get bigger because she tends to be big. Is she going to be so huge we should just call her Larry Kardashian? Okay. Is that what...
I don't get it.
You don't remember Larry?
Oh, Larry from that fat show.
Yes, Larry from the fat show. Here's a hint. 4 fried sausages... 7 fried...
Oh, yeah, that guy. Oh, that guy had oxygen.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. And I think that Bobby's not too far off when she says, excuse me, we're going to see Kim Kardashian with those plastic oxygen tubes coming out of her nose as she sits, breathing from the mouth, with 2 children in her lap, and Kanye West at the nightclub with a thin, young Asian boy.
You know, you guys know how to paint a really bizarre picture.
Why do you say that?
Well, first of all, that Kim Kardashian will have oxygen coming out of her nose with the plastic tubes, you know, are you kidding? I mean, maybe this woman is more health conscious than you give her credit for. But the fact of the matter is, oh, God, I'm yawning.
You're that bored with your own show.
No, I'll tell you why. Because I had a really bad case of insomnia last night. I had to get up and go in and accompany Bobby for the podcast. I almost fell asleep driving home today, okay?
Well, you shouldn't be in the car.
Yeah, Miss Gary, what are you driving for?
Let's see. Why was I driving? Do you know any other way of getting to the West Side?
Take a train.
Take a train? Take a train?
Well, yes, the train goes from Channel Islands, doesn't it?
Well, I don't know where it's going to let out on the West Side, man. I got to go all the way downtown. No, it ain't going to happen, man. Ain't going to happen. Yeah, thank you very much. You know, if they ran the train this far up, the Metrorail ran the train this far up, but they don't. In fact, they don't run the train into the valley at all. It's the stupidest, bloody, dumb thing that's ever been created in all of the bloody, dumb things that the city of Los Angeles has ever created. I know. Let's put a spur out to the San Gabriel Valley. That sounds great. But anything to the valley where there's like millions? No, we won't do that. In any event, I was beat when I got up this morning. And when I say I got up this morning at 5 a.m., and I headed in and was with Bobby when she did her thing, and then got in the car, started driving home, and I'm telling you, it was bad, man. I mean, it was bad.
Well, why didn't you stop at a rest stop?
Oh, a rest stop? Let me ask you something. When you're on the west side of Los Angeles, a lot of you guys are living in cities, you know what I'm talking. When I'm on the west side of L.A., where's the rest stop?
That's a good point.
You know, I'm not going to pull, you know, you're in 405 traffic in the afternoon. I am dead tired. I'm falling asleep in the car. And I'm thinking, I got to get a hotel. I was literally thinking about getting a hotel. I live 50 minutes away, maybe an hour away. But the traffic was so lousy and I was so bloody tired, I actually thought about getting a hotel overnight on the west side. And getting, you know, sleeping up and then driving into the studio and then just going back there and spending the rest of the night. But I pressed on. I got through the west side. I got up to the 101. I started driving through the valley, and I literally was talking to myself. I was yelling at myself.
Why didn't you stop at a rest stop?
Margaret, are you listening to me? Where am I going to find a rest stop?
Yeah, you get up down to Calabasas area.
By that point, man, I was... So what I did do is I stopped and got something to eat, because that was a lot of the problem was blood sugar. I don't want to stop, man. I want to keep going. There's two kinds of people. There's people that are smart, and then there's me. Okay? And I'm the kind of guy that I just keep on pressing, keep on going. And by the time I got out past, you know, Thousand Oaks and all that, I was yelling at myself in the car and I made it home. And then I just collapsed. I've never been that tired in the middle of the day in my life. It was scary, man. I thought I was going to puke, too.
Puke?
Yeah, puke. That's how weird. I was so tired. I was sick. And it was the coffee. There was something with the coffee this morning. Did you make that coffee, bud?
Yeah, I made it just the way you like it. With a Turkish coffee and everything, and put in a carb. Uh-oh.
What?
You know what he did? He put in celery salt instead of cardamom.
Celery salt? Celery salt?
You OD'd on sodium.
I could have freaking... I poisoned myself, basically.
Yeah, well, it's just like cardamom.
Yeah, except for one thing, bud.
What?
It says cardamom on the side, and celery salt says celery salt on the side. So that's how you know the difference, see?
Well, I mean, other than that.
Yeah, other than that, of course. You know.
Hey, man. Well, other than that, rat poison probably looks just like bird seed. Other than that.
Well.
No, no, no. Start looking at the labels on things. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. Join us online. And coming up, we've got Harvey Wireman and Jeff Dowder to be joining us online as guests. Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Dan and I are talking about, you know, Dan was a truck driver, you know.
Dan Northcraft, yes.
Yeah, he was a truck driver, so he's had his fair share of stories about, you know, falling asleep at the wheel is deadly, and people have died that way. I know people that have awakened. They have awakened because they heard their car slamming into the center divider.
kidding.
No, they wake up to seeing sparks flying as their car is scraping along the center divider. You don't want to wake up like that. And the most famous story of a guy, the most famous story I know of a guy falling asleep at the wheel is the story of that screenwriter that I've never tired of telling the story.
Yeah, tell him, I forgot how that goes.
Well, it's,
Oh, I know it.
Hold on. Can I tell it?
Well, it's about the guy.
Can I tell it? Basically, the guy was a screenwriter who had been in New Mexico. He called his wife. I forget the gentleman's name. I will find it. I apologize. But he called his wife. Well, I don't know. He called his wife sometime around 1 o'clock in the morning. He was driving from New Mexico back to Los Angeles. It's a long drive, but it is not one that you cannot make and make in a single shot if you, you keep yourself alert. You've had enough sleep. You drive through the night, sure. I don't know how. What? Maybe that's a 16-hour drive, something like that. I don't know. But what happened was he never got home. And he never got home, and he never got home for about 6 months. He never got home. There was all kinds of speculation as to what happened to this guy. And naturally, it all was having to do with the mafia.
Yeah, I said an alien got him.
Aliens, yeah, some alien. The funny story about that is, even after they found out what had actually happened to him, there were people that didn't want to let go of the alien story. What is with people? You know, I guess people don't want to be wrong. Is mostly what I think it is. But in any event, he was working on a script about the mafia and they had him killed. You know, why can't it just be that there was something weird that happened? It was like that poor woman who was the publicist who was shot and killed. Coming home from a party, and they thought it was this, that. She'd pissed somebody off. Some actor had her killed. Turned out it was a robbery, and it was a robbery committed by a guy on a bicycle, who had pulled up next to the car, fired into the car, and left. And that was it. And I remember I was talking to friends of mine. They were saying, "Do you really believe that?" I go, "Yeah, yeah, I do." Why? I said, "Because that kind of weird stuff happens, man." It happens. It's as likely, if not more so, than her being killed by... Just because you're a Hollywood celebrity publicist doesn't necessarily mean that if you get shot and killed, it has to be by some disgruntled actor. It has to be by some disgruntled producer. It had to have something to do with your... No, it didn't have to have anything to do with what she did for a living. The poor woman was just victimized by some crazy stick-up guy on a bicycle. And it sounds weird... But frankly, I don't think that's as far-fetched as a disgruntled actor had her killed.
Well, why do you say that?
Because people get shot and killed while being robbed all the time in this country. Why is it not so with someone like that? Why did it have to be a disgruntled actor or producer?
Well, it was a weird place where it took place. It was on Sunset, you know.
Yeah. It was on Sunset, so this guy rode up on a bicycle, you know, and she looked, and apparently he fired.
And the shot, the police investigated, they said the shots were absolutely perfect.
Well, it's not too far from where he was sitting right next to her.
He's firing through glass.
He's firing through glass. I still say it's pretty hard to miss somebody from that distance. And besides... You know, they had the guy had all kinds of circumstantial evidence to tie this dude to her, and eventually, I think they found the gun. The ballistics matched on the gun, which is ultimately what did it. So what you got to do is take a look at a situation like that and say, not why it couldn't have happened. You have to accept that it happened because, as I say, the physical evidence says that it did, and begin to take another look at your reality, and say, well, gee. I guess that stuff happens, you know? So what happened, getting back to the guy that was driving all night, and he called his wife at 2 a.m., and he said, honey, I'm on my way, and, you know, I should be there. I think he said, you know, sometime later on this evening. She said, okay, you know, drive carefully. Yeah, I will, and that was that. That's the last time she talked to her husband. Now the days go by, he's missing. Car's gone, he's gone. And I don't know how much time elapsed. I want to say maybe even, over a year. She had no idea. Until finally, as I've said, this man's body and car were found in the California aqueduct. And the man who found it was a newspaper reader. He wasn't a writer. He wasn't a cop. He was just a guy that was reading the article in a paper in San Diego and on his own accord got into his car and drove the route that this guy had been driving to see, well, where, you know.
You're kidding. I didn't hear this part.
Yeah. And he drove back toward, you know, New Mexico, then turned around and sort of retraced this guy's steps. And he came to a section of the aqueduct, a bridge over the California aqueduct, which is where this water is transported from Owens Lake down to Los Angeles, and saw a torn chain link fence. And he looked down the aqueduct, and he saw the rooftop of an SUV sitting just above the waterline, and that was that guy's car. He'd fallen asleep at the wheel.
Well, they don't know that.
Yes, they do know that, because they found the guy's body and he hadn't been shot. He had fallen asleep at the wheel and the thing went off the road, sailed into the aqueduct, middle of the night. Nobody saw it happen, and the poor man was missing. We'll be back. Phil Hendry Show.
That's got to be some bull crap. No, you're believing that?
Of course I believe it. That didn't happen.
You don't think it was an alien?
Hey, bud, they found this. How's that an alien?
Phil Hendry.